From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Air travelers are still stuck in airports worldwide. Iceland's volcano, Eyjafjallajökull, is still belching ash, which is dangerous to the engines of jet planes. Airports in London, the busiest in Europe, are closed, but some airlines are starting to take off in Europe. The air traffic agency in Belgium, Eurocontrol, says about half of today's scheduled flights will probably go ahead. But nearly 100,000 flights have already been canceled, and getting passengers to their destinations will take some time. Officials from bank Goldman Sachs say earnings beat analysts' expectations. Today, the bank said its profit topped $3.4 billion for its first quarter. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Goldman Sachs not only survived the financial crisis, it is thriving. Goldman CEO Lloyd Blankenfein said the results reflected growth across the economy. But that success has been overshadowed recently after the Securities and Exchange Commission filed a civil fraud suit last week. The government is charging Goldman with misrepresenting an investment. The case says the bank allowed one of its clients to structure the investment, even as that client was betting against it. Goldman spent much of its conference call disputing the merits of the SEC's case. It said it would not misrepresent any investments and that Goldman itself lost about $100 million on the investment. It added the case is heading toward trial, although it could be settled. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
NASA is getting ready for its next shuttle launch after Space Shuttle Discovery and its crew safely landed today in Florida. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
NASA prefers to land its space shuttles at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. That's where the spaceships get processed for their next launch. But if the Florida weather doesn't cooperate, mission managers will land Discovery at a backup site, Edwards Air Force Base in California. One thing NASA managers don't have to worry about is volcanic ash. Discovery's flight path won't take it through areas affected by the plume that's drifting away from Iceland. The seven astronauts on board Discovery will be coming home after a mission to the International Space Station. They dropped off tons of supplies and science equipment and did three spacewalks.
We regret airing an older spot. We'll bring you the correct spot shortly. The Afghan government says the deputy mayor of the southern city of Kandahar has been shot to death. Azizullah Yarmal was killed as he was attending evening service at a city mosque. A Taliban spokesman says the city official was targeted because he was working for a puppet government. NATO's top official in the city, former British ambassador Mark Sedwill, says Yarmal's murder is an appalling act. Meanwhile, NATO says one of its convoys in eastern Afghanistan fired on a vehicle in Khost province after the driver would not listen to warnings to pull over. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 36 points. You're listening to NPR News. Police in Salt Lake City say the president of baseball's Colorado Rockies team has died. The body of Kelly McGregor was discovered in a hotel room. A police spokesman says the investigation has since been turned over to the medical examiner's office. There's no word on the cause of McGregor's death. A disturbing sex abuse case in Delaware is getting worse. A grand jury is now indicting a pediatrician with abusing two dozen more girls than first thought. Already, Dr. Earl Bradley was accused of molesting 103 children. NPR's Robert Smith has more.
When police arrested Dr. Bradley last year, they say they found videotapes of him violently abusing his young patients. For months, investigators have been trying to identify all the victims and warned that more cases would be found. Now they've charged Bradley with 58 new counts of rape and sexual assault. That brings the total counts of alleged abuse to well over 500 separate acts. Meanwhile, the investigation continues into why the doctor wasn't stopped years ago. Last weekend, a Delaware hospital revealed that they had complaints about Dr. Bradley more than a decade ago. A nurse reported that the doctor inappropriately touched children when he took urine samples. Bradley was cleared of any wrongdoing in that incident. Robert Smith, NPR News.
The ousted president of Kyrgyzstan is now in Belarus. The president of Belarus says his country has welcomed former Kyrgyz president Kurmanbek Bakiyev. Opposition leaders and troops forced Bakiyev out of power in Kyrgyzstan earlier this month. Violence killed at least 83 people. However, there are new reports surfacing of more fighting now between ethnic groups. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.